Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here in Jamestown 107.1. We are streamed at newsdakota.com. You can go back and listen to those podcasts as well anytime at newsdakota.com. Pleased to be joined by Steve Reedburn from the 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. Steve, it's great to have you in studio. I've seen you in the building many times, but never had a chance to actually sit down and talk with you, so it's nice to meet you and see you in here.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, Jamie. I appreciate you having me in, because I have a lot to talk about the courthouse.
Well, there's always a lot to talk about with the courthouse. It's one of our crown jewels, I think, of our community and area here. I really believe that. And so you've got a lot of events, of course, summer season. That's when you have some fun events scheduled and things. So kids have already been in. We talked a little bit about that too off air, but lots of students have been in and been touring the courthouse and seeing what's going on there.
We've had lots of school tours, yeah. I've seen close to 300 students plus adults, so it's over 300, and they all come in and they love our hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
They get to use the typewriters. They get to use the coin counters. They get to use the candlestick phones that connect to, they can actually use them, talk to them. We have a program called the Deputy Sheriff Program, Junior Sheriff, and it's a scavenger hunt. And they grab a booklet, and they go through the courthouse, and they get a badge at the end of the, if they complete the tasks.
Wow. Age
appropriate. So they come, and they have a good time, and we're happy to have them. And we hope, go away with a little bit of local history.
Oh, absolutely. They get to see a little bit of history. Like you said, hands-on history, which I think is something that, kids love it. I mean, heck, I love it when there's hands-on stuff, when you can actually get your hands on it and look, you know, that's what I love. That's my favorite stuff.
Yep, it is really good. And the State Historical Society is trying to go that way more and more on all our sites. We have, like, this summer I'll have games in the yard. You can play croquet or play with a hoop and a stick or do bowling or yard bowling and that kind of stuff. We have lots of hands-on things that you can do, and we encourage everyone who hasn't been to the courthouse in a while to please come again. We have new stuff every year, and we need numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. We need people to get out there, and like you said, if you haven't been there for a while, time for a trip back. And I know you've got plenty of events coming up here this summer, fun events coming up here at the courthouse.
Yes, I do. I've got a couple of concerts, one on July 1st and then again on August 5th. July 1st is Terry and Linda Schwartz, and they always bring friends along, so it's quite a concert. A little cowboy poetry, and Terry's a friend of mine, and he's got a couple of good stories to tell, so he makes me laugh every time. And then August 5th, we've got the Stick Ponies. And it took quite an effort to get them to come, because they're getting to be more and more popular in the region. And they were booked almost solid. And so they're going to play our venue and then go do another one in town that evening.
Wow. Okay. Oh.
So
in demand.
Yep. And then July 15th, this is, I think, going to be our premier event for the summer. I'm calling it the First Responder Law Enforcement Day. And on Fifth Avenue, we're going to have all the first responders and law enforcement, police, sheriff, HPs, fire departments, both rural and city, the ambulance service, and they're all going to park a vehicle on Fifth Avenue, and we encourage young people, even adults, to go sit in a vehicle, walk around it, climb on them, do that kind of stuff. We're hoping to have a couple of food trucks or tents there, and we'd like to make it a big day.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Again, that's July 15th, right?
Correct.
All right. So mark those days on the calendar for things coming up at the courthouse, of course. And something else that's exciting about the courthouse, elevator?
Yes, we have. Finally, after many years, we're going to have an elevator on the northwest corner of the courthouse. And I know for a long time it was a problem with people getting access to the courthouse, especially the main floor or the courtroom. and we're hoping by the middle of June it will be complete. It's got to go through all the certifications and all that stuff yet. But I'm really excited because they actually had doors on the levels. So yesterday, and I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can hardly sit down. I'm so excited to have an elevator. It's going to be great. And, you know, we not only do we have an elevator, but we encourage the community to use our facility throughout the year because you can use the courtroom for $50 all day long. That seats 130 people, so you can have a pretty big event. And we've got the judges' chambers. You can clear that out and use it as a boardroom. We got the jury room, which also can be cleared out, and you can use that either as a dressing room or another boardroom, have a meeting room, that kind of stuff. And that's $25 for all day. Those are pretty low prices, I think.
Yeah, pretty low prices. And you get to have what a cool venue to have your event at. I mean, that's, you know, you're just like, you know, that I think that'd be really neat. So definitely take advantage of that. Also something cool is the escape room.
Yes, we've had the escape room. Tourism helped us put an escape room in our basement. It's based on history, local history, and right now it's about Limpy Jack Clayton. He's gone missing, and he had a tendency to drink a little bit, so we're worried about him because he froze his fingers and lost some toes, and so you got to find him, and that's part of the theme of the escape room, and if you find him, you get out of the escape room, plus you had a chance to learn a little bit about local history.
Yeah. Very neat. So how do people, take part in that? How do you get involved in doing the escape room? How do you get to do that?
We have a website, and it's called Escape 1883.
Okay.
You type that in, and it'll come up, and it has a booking page. Mm-hmm. You go to booking, and for $25 per person, you can book up to 6 people for an hour.
Neat.
And we have like 6 times a day that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's pretty fun and it's cheap because most escape rooms are roughly $30, $40.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
I've never been to one. This is the first escape room I've been associated with.
Well, and again, you get to do it in the cool, a venue of that kind of historical place. I mean, wow. If you're into history at all and you like escape rooms, I mean, that's like the perfect venue for you.
Yep. I've had people come back numerous times to do it, and they didn't escape the first time, and they thought, well, okay, we're going to come back. And I said, do you want me to tell you what you didn't get right? And they said, nope, we're going to come back and we're going to do it right from the beginning. So they came back and they had their notes with them.
Oh, serious.
Yep. And so they escaped. I think it's pretty funny. We've had we had a group that was intentionally coming to our escape room because they've gone to ones all over the Midwest.
Okay.
And they said, we got this call. They got out in 59 minutes.
Oh, just barely.
Yeah, and they kept telling me, we'll be out in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not a easy puzzle, but it's interesting. And I've had people get out in 25 minutes, but they knew something about Limpy Jack.
Yeah. So if you're going to do it, maybe you want to get a little history on Limpy Jack first before you get in there. But in any event, check it out for sure. And, you also, like everybody else, I guess, around nowadays, but there is actually employment available there.
Well, it just so happens that I have a position open 40 hours a week through the entire summer, and we're paying $16.50 an hour.
Okay.
And all they have to do is maybe help me keep the courthouse clean, mop the floors, dust mop the floors. Occasionally you might have to clean a bathroom. But mostly you're there to greet people at the door and lead them through a tour of the courthouse. And And if they don't want a hands-on kind of tour or anything like that, you just greet them, tell them what we have, show them around a little bit, and then let them have their time.
All right. So if that's, if you like, again, if you're into history, that's a nice little summer gig for you, I would think.
And there is a position online. You just go to North Dakota Jobs and fill out the job application right there. And they'll send it to me, and then I will interview you, and we'll go from there.
All right, perfect. So, again, a chance for you to work at the courthouse. That'd be a neat little summer job. So if people want to get more information on the courthouse, Steve, first of all, like, what are the hours of the courthouse open and all that stuff so people know when they want to make their plan to go over?
Well, we had a discussion about that this winter, and we're going to try to be open more and more. But right now the hours are 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday, starting Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. And I plan to try to have the courthouse open through September, the same hour. And then from there, we're going to try to pick two or three days a week where we're going to be open all winter.
Okay. All right.
And we haven't decided that yet. So that's another time I'll come back on the radio.
That sounds good to me. Well, and if people want to get more information, can they go online anywhere to get more information? What's a good way to find out more about the courthouse?
The easiest way to do it would be to just look up State Historical Society of North Dakota. They have a big webpage. Lots of pages on there, and you look for one that at the top that says sites, and it'll give you a list of sites, and you just click on 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse, and it'll give you all the information you need to know about Stutzman County Courthouse. Or you can come to the courthouse, and I can give you a site card, or you can call me at 701-328-1883, or email me at sreedburn, R-E-I-D-B-U-R-N, at nd.gov.
Beautiful. Steve, it's been great having you in. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy day to swing over here and talk to us.
I appreciate it, Jamie.
Hey, anytime, anytime. Steve Reedburn there, 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. Get out there and take a look at it. It's a crown jewel of our community. That's another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.